ensure their mobile telephones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. I remind members of their obligations under the Councillors' Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. Members should remember that the microphone works as a queuing system. If your microphone is lit red, you have precedence. Flashing green is next in the queue and then solid green. Please do not press your microphone button again when it is lit up red, as you will lose your place in the queue. There may be some members in attendance virtually, and it has been agreed that all members in the chamber are brought in to speak on an issue before any remote delegates. Therefore, if you're attending remotely, please use the chat facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I will bring members in once all those within the chamber have spoken. Instant message should be kept to the following letters. Type Q if you wish to ask a question, C for a comment, P if you wish to propose, S if you wish to second. Please refrain from making any other comments using instant messaging. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. Okay. Now, have we any apologies?
Chair, Councillor Finn.
Councillor Finn. Yes.
Yeah, Chair, with apologies from Councillor Finn and Councillor Taylor.
Yes, thank you. Any declarations of interest? No. Okay, well, we'll go through the action sheet. Well, page 17, page 18, and page 19. Right. Any issues?
But I'm happy to propose. I just wanted to raise, this at full council. It's just in relation to the notice of motion on Newry Canal, the agreed actions being to write to the Ministers for Infrastructure and the DIRA Minister as well. Just hoping to get an update on that, or whether those correspondence have been sent and when they might have been sent. Cheers.
Through the chair, referring back to the action sheet from
13.
Okay, we'll check that correspondence and come back directly to you, Councillor.
Would it be possible for copies of the correspondence to be circulated to the committee?
I can go back through a committee on that.
Julie second.
Okay. And Terry second. Now, notice of motion re Memorial Garden, Newcastle.
Thank you, Chair. This report is for decision. The purpose of this report is to seek approval from elected members to progress the creation of a memorial garden to acknowledge the 180th anniversary of the Newcastle fishing disaster, in which 73 fishermen lost their lives. Notice of motion was tabled at Strategy, Policy and Resources Committee on 16th of March 2023. This report proposes a sustainable solution to meet the requirements of the proposed memorial garden. So Council have been asked or requested to create a memorial garden to acknowledge the fishing disaster and all those who have lost their lives in fishing disasters in the local area. The grounds maintenance section within Council have developed a proposal for a memorial garden in the location of Newcastle Promenade, overlooking the sea in a well-maintained, accessible area. You can see all the proposal for it attached in Appendix 1. The costs for this are anticipated to be approximately £6,700. So it is recommended that committee members consider the report and approve the proposal to create a memorial garden to acknowledge the 180th anniversary of Newcastle fishing disaster. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Councillor Clark.
Thanks, Chair. Chair, I'm happy to propose. I brought this notice motion. It's a long time to wait. Must be now over a year and a half, so it's good to see it, you know, finally coming to reality. I think it is a fitting memorial, and it wasn't a great expense. It was just for the council to recognise, you know, since 1843, to recognise, you know, the great loss that was felt at the harbour community, which was basically Newcastle at the time. That was Newcastle. To lose 73, you know, men, you know, from your community, if you can imagine even now, you know, what an impact that would have. And the poor, unfortunate people that survived, thinking of, you know, their families, then had to go through, you know, the famine as well, shortly after that. You know, so it must have been a horrific period in our history. But just in regards to the items on the list, just to ask, the memorial signage, is that including the upgrade of the interpretive sign? I got council to do, and that was the 180th anniversary. I did. Will I turn off?
Yeah. If you switch on.
I switch on.
Thanks, Councillor Clark. It's my understanding that this proposal is to update the existing signage. Yeah.
That's right. Thank you.
Councillor Andrews.
Thanks very much, Chair. And I'd like to commend Councillor Clark for bringing forward the motion at that meeting, and do fully share sentiments. And it's good to see that it's got so far as to be proposed. And by Councillor Clark, and I'm only too happy to second that we adopt the recommendations and proceed with the memorial, which will be a fitting tribute to those who were affected and impacted upon by the disaster. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So, Terry seconded. Okay. I need a proposal and a seconder to go into closed session.
Opposed, sure.
Opposed, legal. Second? Yeah. Mr. Jackson. Okay. Now. Whilst in committee, the following items were agreed. Item 5, waste contract extension. On the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Rowan, it was agreed to approve the direct awards contract as detailed in Appendices 1 to 3 of the Officer's Report. Item 6, Technical Device for Climate Vegetation Report. On the proposal of Councillor Clark, seconded by Councillor Andrews, it was agreed to approve the procurement of a suitably qualified advisor to assist with preparation of Council's Climate Change Act NI 2022 and the Associated Climate Change Reporting Bodies Regulations NI 2024. Item 7, Sustainability and Environment Working Group's minute for meetings held on the 19th of March 2025. On the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor McGuinness, it was agreed to note the minutes. Item 8, Part 21 Joint Committee Meeting and Committee Members of Thursday the 27th of February 2025 and Art 21 Joint Committee Members Monthly Bulletin of 27th March 2025 on the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor McGuinness, it was agreed to note the documents. Okay. Now I need a proposal and a seconder for items 9 and 10. Okay, and a seconder. Andrea. Thank you. That's the meeting over. Yes. Yeah, thank you, everyone. That's the meeting over.